Welcome to the NDE 4.0 podcast, where we ask five questions for a NDE or NDT expert. This is the show for NDE professionals where we dig into the big questions about NDE inspections and digital transformation. Every episode, we ask a NDT expert five questions that can help you do your job better.
Today, we have as our guest Ramon Fernandez, who is an NDE instructor that has personally trained and certified over 300 NDE practitioners and has shared his NDE knowledge with more than 1,500 professionals around the world. Ramon was a civil engineer from the Autonomous University of Guadalajara and a dual degree MBA specializing in strategic business management, technology and innovation management, and research processes. His NDE experience started in 1985 as a VT, PT, and MT inspector of specialized castings and precision machine components. He is currently an ASNT Level 3 technician in RT, UT, MT, PT, VT, and LT. Ramon's company, Faircon Group, has been active for 20 years, providing support and consultancy services to assist companies in a variety of ways, including operational excellence and organizational change management. Ramon is currently publishing a series of articles advising others on how to build sustainable business models and personal growth in the NDE field while growing towards Industry 4.0 or NDE 4.0. You can find these articles on his LinkedIn profile, which we will link to on our podcast page. Welcome, Ramon.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
We are honored to have you as our guest today, and I'm excited to talk more about the human and business sides of NDE 4.0. Are you ready to get started with our five questions?
Yeah, thank you. It's something that passionates me.
So our first question today is, what interests you the most about the NDE 4.0 movement?
Well, there are many reasons that I can detect at least five of them. The first one is we want to participate actively in the consolidation and maturing of a global IDE 4.0 ecosystem. This ecosystem may be like the scaffolding for this NDT 4.0 movement, because we are witnessing that this movement is not geographically centered, but it also has multiple geographic perspective. There are people like you in the US, or people in Germany, in China, in Japan, and we want to participate in order to build that model. Then we want to enrich what our company has been doing indoors. We want to challenge what we're doing, having contact with all this community. And at the end, it translates to we want to provide better solutions for our customers. Customers that now are in the transition from an Industry 3.0 to Industry 4.0, and they will need NDT 4.0 solutions. Also, because we are very involved with training inspectors, normally after we finish with them and training, we still remain in contact, and sometimes they call us on professional advice, how they can move ahead. And we want to provide them with better support and better advising. And finally, I think this NDT 4.0 movement is aligned with what we do in terms of social responsibility, because we have been involved for more than 20 years to providing training and job opportunities for underprivileged students, and also for gender. From this, probably 300 students, I have had less than 50 women. And this is not because of us, but because of the work environment. We want to have more women on NDT, and also have more senior people have better job opportunities. And also, we want to push ahead safety standards for construction. This is most of the reasons that we want to get involved in this movement.
That's fantastic. I love the focus on, you know, the personal side, the educational side, the diversification in the field. I think that's really, really excellent. And there seems to be such a large amount of opportunity in the field. Continuing the conversation along that path of personal growth in the field, let's move to our second question, which is around competencies. So as NDE evolves with this NDE, you know, the Industrial 4.0 technologies, What do you think are the primary competencies that NDE professionals need to develop in order to be successful in the future, regardless of gender or age or previous experience?
Okay, let me do, I'm a civil engineer and I want to do a civil engineering analogy. It's like building, like making a building. The first one, we need to have a strong foundation. And this is what I call the hard competences. You have to know about engineering, physics, mathematics. And this is, if you're lacking, someone is lacking on that, they have to reinforce, because those are the foundations, material, technology, everything. This is the hard competencies. Mm-hmm. Then this is the foundation, but we will over that. The soft competencies, you have to do something that has to do with your role as a professional, as a people within a job market. The ability to critical thinking, the ability to analyze, to question, to lead, to have social influence. This is the scaffolding for the building. And then we're in a digital age, so you have to develop digital competencies. This is the wiring or the life of the building. The digital competencies, I may split it into sections. The first one are the fundamental or basic digital competencies that has to do with programming, software use, virtual collaboration now in this area, or platform use. But also there is a higher set that has to do with NDT 4.0, what I call exponential digital competencies. Things like blockchain, digital twins, virtual and augmented realities. This is something you have to learn to move forward.
Mm-hmm. I think that people would expect, you know, some of the things you mentioned around the hard competencies, the digital competencies that you mentioned. I really like the concept around the soft competencies too, though, because I think that, you know, especially as an educator as you are, thinking about our students of today, our leaders of tomorrow, and they'll need those soft skills to be successful in the future. So do you provide training classes for those competencies with your companies and with your clients?
Actually, we have alliances with some of other companies that help us to provide. What we do is we are a one-door company. They come with us and we provide them solutions and we hire everything else. And
okay.
But the thing is, so the other point that I want to emphasize is, as companies become more digitalized, they were able to expand more rapidly. Mm-hmm. This is, they can have exponential growth of that. So this is something they have. People who are trying to start a new business, digital capacities will be a strong asset in order to make their business grow faster. True. Well, actually, you're in a software business, so
yeah, it's absolutely.
You know more than that about you know more than me about it.
I think we recognize that intellectually, but it's always practically, it's always more difficult.
Yeah,
we find this too with our clients, that it's a difficult thing to actually do in a practical way. It's easy to think about how great, you know, digital improvement is, but it's not easy to do. So I appreciate the challenges around both the training side as well as the execution side. So let's move to our third question. As an educator and expert in corporate training and coaching, what career development paths do you recommend for individuals who are currently working in NDE or who are planning to head in that direction?
Okay, I will divide my answer in two parts. The first one is reflection about which role we're having as professionals. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was 2 days ago, I was watching a survey made by the World Economic Forum, and some of the roles remain stable around the time. Mm-hmm. We will be needing doctors, we will be needing some sort of engineers and people at the agricultural site. We, regardless of how technology or society evolves, those are the stable roles in society. Then, this is the challenge, there are roles that are becoming redundant, that tend to disappear. And as a counterpart, there's new roles arising. And it was interesting that statistic, because in that study, in 4 years, the stable roles remained the same and 48%, but the redundant roles diminished 9% in 4 years, and the new roles increased 11%. So it is a rapidly growing. So the first question we may ask, and we may ask to my audience, is they have to reflect if their current roles are at risk of becoming redundant. Mm-hmm. And connecting with the previous question is which new competencies they need to add in order to become stable or move to a new role. This is a strong reflection for them. And the second one is a series of advices, because sometimes customers or friends or family come with me and says, my son or my daughter is about to choose a career. Please tell them what they study, what they do. Yeah. Instead of advising that, I use some brief reflections. The first one is follow your passion. I always start with that, follow your passion. It was never in my career path to become an NDT professional when I was in college. But NDT allows me to do many things that I love. Allows me to teach, allows me to research, allows me to having contact with people, inventing things. The second one is find your purpose and play with your strengths. Mm-hmm. Realize what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs from you, and what you can be paid for. So this is something. And never stop learning. This is one of the simplest but strongest way to not become obsolete. Mm-hmm. Diversify your competencies. And one thing that has been very important for me, find valuable mentors and build a respectful relationship with them. This is like the fundamentals, but there's something more. Try to do an exercise and map and reinforce your support networks. Try to make a graph and detect who is your business contacts, but also from that 100 or 200 contacts, which ones are really strategic and which may provide you support if you need some help. Challenge your own status quo. Actually participating in this podcast is challenging my own status quo. Because do something that is not common for you. Mm-hmm. And also, and this is probably one of the things that has probably the most importance, try to match your career development plan with your family and your family and your personal and family goals. Very often, I come in contact with CEOs or inspectors that start with a crisis because there's this discrepancy of paths.
Yeah.
But at the end, enjoy the experience. Mm-hmm. You have to enjoy the experience.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I do think that some people may not realize that aren't in the field of NDT, how challenging the job can be on family life, because a lot of people, the job can be stressful. It can take the technician away from their family for some time. So I think those are really, really important points that you bring up. I like that. But let's move from the individual to the corporation. And I feel that although in Industry 4.0 is moving forward quickly in a lot of other industries, for companies that are specializing in NDT, we're a little bit behind the curve on this technological growth for a lot of the reasons you've already mentioned. But I'm curious about that. And that leads us to question number 4, which is, what are some attitudes and or behaviors from a company that may block or slow down the organization's ability to adopt NDE 4.0?
Okay. Well, I would like to trace like a circle. The first one is the fear and the resistance to change. This is something that happens in not only for NDE 4.0, but for every innovation or change, or when you try to implement a quality, this happened to me when I tried to implement quality management systems within companies. The immune system of the company attacks you. you have to learn how to manage change. The second one is, some companies are still stuck in the industry 3.0 mindset. They haven't realized that there is a revolution going on. Mm-hmm. Probably there's only a few companies, but they still remain. The third one is, Well, some people, they are aware that there is an industry 4.0 industry going revolution going on, but they don't have a strategy or a roadmap in how to move ahead. Mm-hmm. The fourth one is, okay, they are aware and they have a strategy, but they are still stuck on their business model or their value propositions. They want to move ahead with the same business model that they had in the previous industrial revolution. Also, the fifth one is they try to do all by themselves. They center in themselves and they don't seek for cooperation between their people or the participant in their business environment. The fifth one, they don't realize that they are participant in an industry. They're focused on beating the competitor and be ahead of them, but not for growing the cake for all of them or creating new markets mm-hmm. where everyone can participate. And again, going in the circle, this is probably one of the most hard barriers as the budgetary and the bureaucratic restrictions within companies.
Sure. So
this is, I would say, the barriers that I have witnessed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the, you know, some of the things we've talked about with some of our other guests and that I often think about is the, you know, one of the things you mentioned, this lack of collaboration and lack of standards, and there's still a ways to go for everybody to get on the same page. And like you mentioned, help each other to move forward. You know, sometimes when I think about where the industry is going, there's some pretty big changes ahead. And it definitely can put some companies that are, as you mentioned, stuck in their current mindset, it can put them way behind. So hopefully they'll, you know, start to come aboard and start to adopt some of these changes that need to happen. And certainly as a community, we should keep talking about some of these things front and center to make sure that everybody doesn't fall behind and move the entire industry forward.
Actually, a brief comment. If you search for research papers on NDT 4.0, you will find a lot of papers on the technical side, yeah. but very few papers on the management side.
Right, on the business side.
This is something that we have to push ahead. There's still efforts going on and very interesting one, but there's still something that we need as a community to push forward.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think you're exactly right there. You know, a lot of what we talk about when we think about NDE 4.0 is the technology, and it is about technology, but the reality is in order to make it work, we need to have a business plan and we need to have a business focus to move it forward. So I think you and I are on the same page on that. And I, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm excited to have you here today, because you're bringing that perspective in that's a little bit different than what we've had before on the podcast. So I appreciate your comments, but let's move to our final question in the podcast today. And, you know, because you're in the NDE training field, our final question is this: how do you see the evolution of NDE training and certification to support the industry's movement towards NDE 4.0?
Well, in the recent years, I have seen people think that they collide. The first one is, by one side, an increasing specialization and NDT technicians. There's new techniques, new technologies, new equipments, mm-hmm. and NDT becomes even more sophisticated. And also, the wider democratization of NDT-enabled devices. You can connect to your phone a sensor for infrared imaging. Or you can purchase equipment to detect leaks on air conditioning equipment, and you don't have training neither on infrared or leak testing. So this is for everybody. And this paradoxically, because we're seeing the increasing specialization versus the wider democratization. This is one of the trends. And the other trend that I have been witnessing and it's happening with my customers is the diffusion of NDT knowledge from people who are inspectors that they need to acquire digital competences, but people who are in engineering and are not performing duties and inspectors, they need to learn NDT. Recently, I finished a training seminar on radiographic interpretation for people who are modeling parts in 3D. So they need to acquire NDT skills to supplement their digital skills. So this is the two trends that I'm seeing. And I think that this trend will advance towards the future. And something that the interactions formed between instructors and students, I see that there will be an adjustment in the role of the traditional NDT level 3 as trainer. We as NDT cannot have all the skills and all the knowledge on the digital world. So we have to supplement our own skills and make alliances in order to supplement that. And this is something that I'm doing actually in these times, a lot of telepresence, how to be there and how to assist without being really, this is something that we will have to advance. Also, the multidisciplinary approach in developing NDT 4.0 training programs. Not one instructor, but at least two or three of them. Mm-hmm. And something that I would love to have is to have an artificial intelligence or digital assistant that can evaluate basic math or chemical or physics for the students that start with me training. Normally, I go through a diagnosis with them in physics and mathematics, and it's an interview I do with them, with each and every one of them. Mm-hmm. If someone can assist me with that, it provide me a brief, a rough knowledge, I can go and go with more detail with them. And the use of platforms. This is something for training. And about certification, I see at least four trends. The first one is how the certification of digital competences will supplement NDT 4.0 certifications. That will be the foundation for certifications on NDE 4.0. The development of technology-specific or industry-specific certification standards for the oil and gas industry or for aerospace that has to do with NDE 4.0. And this is something I have talked with Ricky Morgan from ASNT for years about the certification of NDT 4.0 instructors. Not only inspectors, but instructors should be certified. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is something that also I would love to witness, is assistants, digital assistants that are able to detect and evaluate any indications. I normally, in the industry, we are a little lacking from the medical industry. Mm-hmm. And I'm witnessing right now in the medical side of the NDE evaluation that some system or digital assistants are becoming increasingly capable of making medical diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So this is something that will happen to us in the near future. Mm-hmm. So this is the trends that I'm seeing on both training and certification.
What about, here's an interesting thought for you. What about training and certifying the AI itself? Is there any, thoughts of that, right?
You got my idea. Yeah. Well, we have to think about this.
Yeah.
We have to think.
You know, one of the thoughts that I had as I was speaking to another NDE expert recently is, you know, sort of a reluctance to some NDE 4.0 concepts like artificial intelligence and using AI to supplement technicians and not having the confidence that an AI has the capability, the same capability as a level 3 technician. So is there any thought about training and certifying AI so that you could actually treat an AI as a certified technician?
Yeah, well, actually the first one you have to, as a professional, as an individual, you have to obtain a real understanding about what AI means. This is something that I'm passionate about. I have been reading and working on it for nearly 30 years since 1987, when it was in its infancy. So I'm actually excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I think it's fascinating.
It's fascinating. So yeah. Let's see what lies ahead.
Yeah, I agree. Well, this has been a fantastic conversation. And I know the conversation isn't ending here, but our time is up for today. It's been an incredibly informative session today with Ramon Fernandez. So thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today, Ramon. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, really. Thank you. And it's been an honor. Thank you.
Great. So thank you again so much and have a great day, everyone.
For more expert views on NDT, subscribe to the Floodlight Software blog at floodlightsoft.com.